With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
Welcome to Special Teams, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome inside Special Teams, the podcast with me, Jason Smith, and Mike Harmon, as we take a look back every week at big years in sports and big teams, the special teams, and what they were able to accomplish or not accomplish. We're taking you all the way back to December 12th, 1982, where the Patriots played host to the Miami Dolphins in a game that would affectionately be known, at least to Patriots fans, to everybody else, it's, hey, the first time the Patriots started cheating. That would be known as The snowplow game.
Number one song on December 12th, 1982.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Man Eater.
Oh, she's a man eater.
How about that?
Oh, here she comes.
That's just frightening. But
plow the field and kick a field goal. Oh, here he comes.
Yeah, we'll get into the specifics of that one as we roll. But yeah, this game, going back and watching video clips and highly entertaining. I mean, if you look at the box score, it's an absolute abomination. But going back to 1982, you mentioned it. It's one that if, as you do any sort of research on the history of the New England Patriots, goes in there as the first asterisk game. And then the Tuck rule comes in at number two.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, I think over the course of the
Spy
franchise's
gates,
history, people are going to start adding other ones.
Sure.
Hey, remember this from 1975? Sure. How about this one from 19? Oh, I'm sorry. It was Super Bowl 20 when they got house. And the world righted itself for a day, I guess, for everybody that's derisive and hateful towards the Patriots run.
The Patriots-Dolphins, a game known as a snowplow game because in the fourth quarter, a snowplow that was piloted by Mark Henderson, who was on work release from prison, came to clear out a spot for John Smith to kick a field goal that gave the Patriots the 3-0 win over the Dolphins. But this game was about so much more than that play, and there's so much to go along with it that I can't wait to get to over this podcast, because games that, look, football in the snow, football in the rain, football anywhere affected by the elements always becomes memorable, and this is one of those games, why we're starting here. Now, this is the year the NFL was disrupted by the player strike. So yeah. Here we are in the middle of December. The Patriots come into this game at 2-3. The Dolphins are 4-1. And this is the Dolphins win. They wind up going to the Super Bowl this year. Part of what we'll do a later special teams on. But the reason this became the snowplow game and it was such a big deal is because leading up to the game, it had been rainy all week. So you got rain all week in New England, and then it gets incredibly cold, and that coats the field like a sheet of ice. All right, so you have rain for a bunch of days, then it gets so cold it coats the field like ice. Temperatures get to the low 20s, 30-mile-an-hour winds, and then, of course, you know, to add insult to injury for this, a heavy snow falls during the game. So you have what turns out to be this 3-0 game where players had so much trouble staying up, throwing the football, moving downfield. It wasn't just the snow. It was the fact that you had snow on top of what was like a sheet of ice. So players have a tough time. If you even had a place where the field was cleared of snow, players couldn't really stand. You know, it was where we can run forward at a decent clip a little bit, but to try to cut and go to the side and cut back, you couldn't do it because of the ice and that layer under the snow. So you had ice and snow, which is something people forget. They think, oh, it was a snow game. There's a lot of snow on the field. No, because of the ice on the field, that made it even more difficult for a team to try to move the ball up and down the field.
Yeah, you watch the highlights and go back through. Everybody's trying to find their footing as they get into their formations. Like, here, let me get my cleats in a little bit so I at least I'm not sliding as I take my first step. Just amazing. Each run, tack on an extra 5 yards where you're carrying a couple of defenders. But yeah, it was a north-south game. Little work to the outside. And if you were able to navigate that, a decided advantage, right? Because you got a guy trying to find an angle to tackle you and you're bouncing off him because he's got no footing by which to really stick you. So it's either push you out of bounds or wait for you to fall of your own volition.
The players you need to know from this game, New England's quarterback at this point was Steve Grogan. They had Moses Tutupu and Mark Van Egan at running back. John Smith, the kicker, who we have a lot on him, had just come back after missing all of the season because of a knee injury. So this was kind of a meandering Patriots team that was still a little bit of time away from the 85 team that wound up going to the Super Bowl and getting dumped on by the Bears. But this was Grogan was nearing the end and the Patriots didn't have a lot of playmakers. And here's Van Egan over from the Raiders, all the big heyday he had in the 70s with the Raiders, trying to get things done. Meanwhile, the Dolphins, they were built on what most great teams were built on in the 70s and 80s in the NFL, a phenomenal defense and a great running game. I mean, this was the defense of the Killer Bees. Doug Bedders, Kim Bocamper, Bob Baumhauer, who was an all-pro that year, Bob Brzezinski, Glenn and Lyle Blackwood, you know, these are all, and of course, A.J. Dewey. Thankfully, I don't have to talk about A.J. Dewey until another podcast, but this was how great their team was. This defense was fantastic, and their running attack is one of the top running attacks in the NFL. You know, it was Andre Franklin who really got things done and was able to get up and down the field. He had a big year for them. Tony Nathan, Tommy Vigorito out of the backfield, they all found a way to make plays. So this was a team that relied on A, its defense, B, its running game, and only at the very end on its quarterback, because this is pre-Dan Marino, and this is David Woodley, who had a tough time making plays, and eventually wound up getting replaced by Marino, and this is one of those games.
He had a tough time making plays. Yeah,
that's the best way I can say it.
Nine games started this year. 98 for 179.
Yeah. Yeah.
1,080 yards, 5 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
Yeah.
He did add 207 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground, but 98 completions in 9 games.
Yeah.
Again, when you've got a dual-headed backfield and a strong defense, I guess that's where you leave it. But, man, not exactly a prolific offense in any way, shape, or form. I guess when you add this game into the stats, when you do the averaging, it's really going to pull things down in a hurry. Remember that, kids. Basic math. You need a bigger sample size. Otherwise, you have these wild swings.
Yeah. Yeah, and I say that because, look, David Woodley had a lot of difficulty later on in life, and he passed away at an early age. He had problems due to drinking. So his had a tragic end to it. But, you know, sticking from just the football aspect of it, because we're talking about this game, and he was the quarterback here, and he's the quarterback of another game we're going to get to talk about that he won. He had trouble making plays, but
we're not doing every game the Jets ever played.
We would be a lot of losses. It'd be a lot of losses.
I mean, people might. I'm not doing therapy sessions with you an hour at a time.
Okay,
special teams.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
I mean, I love you and all, but you know.
So here was the game. Getting into the snowplow game. Wait till we tell you how everything unfolded and things. Even if you know the game, you might not be aware of this many years later. We continue on and kick things off in the snow and the ice. The snowplow game next on Special Teams.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip.
I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Before it was the snowplow game, it was just a game in the snow that was going to use snowplows. Before the Dolphins and Patriots kicked off, the coaches decided, this is Don Shula and Ron Meyer, pregame, they would allow the snowplows to clear the yard lines so teams could see where the football is and judge situations. Also make it easier on TV for fans to see, okay, this is where the ball is, this is where the ball is. So every 10 yards would be plowed on occasion. You would see during commercial breaks or coming back from commercial, here comes a snow plow on a yard line, the 30-yard line, the 40-yard line midfield. They would come out and try to push the snow to the side so at least they can see and you could judge down and distance. So this was agreed upon before the game by the coaches. Yes, we're going to allow the snow plows on the field to clear it, because in the end, if you want to argue that the snowplow shouldn't have been on the field, well, you did kind of agree that you could have the snowplows on before the game. So you were going to have this. But as far as the game goes, up until the very end, it didn't matter. Players couldn't cut with any power. Some players said we weren't really running. We were just kind of walking fast. Like you're picturing people in the mall, like really old people going, getting my jazzercise in, getting my walking in. We're walking fast. We're not really running. We're just walking fast on the field. This is quotes from the players after the game saying we're just walking fast here at this point.
But yeah, I mean, go back to it. Your childhood. You're a New York kid. I'm a Chicago boy. I mean, there were plenty of days walking to and from school that you were stepping with your walk like Babe Ruth used to run around bases. Very baby steps, man. Little ones where there's not a whole lot of thrust, a lot of power, because you're fearful of that next step, or so it would seem. Perhaps me more so than the Babe as he rounded after each one of his round trippers. But, you know, I remember icy streets and having to navigate. I remember wiping out a couple. I've got a nice divot on my right leg where you could see where the gouging occurred when I hit a post after losing my footing. So yeah, I can empathize with these guys as they dealt with this day. Cause you know, again, it wasn't just snow. There was a lot more to what was going on as just snow on the field. Really? No.
So this game goes kind of as you expect. Teams are kind of slogging a little bit. You could see if you watch this game, players could go straight ahead. It was when you had to cut, you had no power, and the cutting was kind of in slow motion. So the snow is coming and nobody can do anything. It looks like we may finally get points before halftime. The Patriots drive down to the Dolphins 1 yard line, but John Smith comes out for his first field goal of the day and the field goal gets blocked. It was doomed from the start because there was no way this was he couldn't get it up off the ground. And you could tell that planting for kickers wasn't really going to happen.
Well, he's trying to figure out exactly his approach.
Right. How am I going to do this?
You can see it trying to measure it before the snap of, all right, what do I do? I'm not going to be able to really get full thrust.
And you're thinking, all right, well, this could be the only points game. No, all right, now you're thinking a field goal is never going to happen. Now, the only way is somehow if a team gets in the end zone. In fact, in the third quarter, Uwe von Schaumann, who was the kicker for the Dolphins, he had a 45-yard field goal blocked. So it goes 0-0 into the fourth quarter. Now, I don't know how you even think if you're the Dolphins, we're going to kick a 45-yard field goal.
That's the winning mentality.
You go for it on fourth down. You're not going to kick a 45-yard field goal in this. You see the snow on the field. You can't do it.
That's Don Shula's will to win coming forward. I mean, that excellence was the standard or something like that. Really, you've moved a little ball, the ball a little bit on the ground over the course of the day. But, I mean, there's no passing. There's no semblance of anything. You're taking any shot to score points. Because let's face it, you're not expecting them to break off a big run at this point either. Right? Right?
No.
So you're just saying, all right, if we can steal one, if we can get one on the board, let's take our shot. Field position doesn't matter here.
So finally in the fourth quarter, New England puts together a drive strictly on the ground, right? Van Egan and Tatupu carry the load, but they get forced into a 4th and 10 from the 16-yard line. The game is ending. Ron Meyer, the head coach, yells to a guy on the snowplow, Mark Henderson, who we know in later years. Yeah, the guy was on work release. I'm running the snowplow at Foxborough. They yell to him. He yells to him to get onto the field. And you see Steve Grogan, who kind of yells, hey, go on the field and clear a spot for us to put the ball down to kick a field goal because we can't put it down in the snow and try to kick it. So Mark Henderson takes the snowplow on the field and you can see him going down the yard line and no one's saying anything because, well, we see this, right? The guy's going to clear the yard line. This ball's going to be put down a few yards back of that. He gets to the middle of the field though, and he just swerves out to right around where they're going to put the ball down. And he swerves back in and goes off the field.
Man, if Shula was mic'd up, his reaction.
And you know what? Look, later on, you're not going to believe what some people actually had to say about him swerving on the field. It's going to pass understanding. But he goes out and he clears this spot where they would put the ball down for the field goal. And Shula is incensed. Wait. You can't just do that and clear a spot for the field goal. But that's what happens.
Well, so, he was trying to avoid the huddle, which was along the yard mark.
Right. It's like,
clearly.
He's almost hitting guys. Like, he'd almost hit a guy if he doesn't swerve out. So maybe that was his reason why I had to swerve out and, you know, I didn't want to hit anybody. So he gets the spot there and Matt Kavanaugh is the holder, who would also be the holder in another very big weather game coming up down the line in special teams. Let me just kind of give you a little bit of foreshadowing there. Matt Kavanaugh comes back in a big way in a different game as well. So Matt Kavanaugh is the holder. John Smith is the kicker. It's from 33 yards out. And watching this kick, you can tell John Smith didn't go to the ball with his normal steps. Like he knew, I'm going to step and it's going to be really cold. I need to step on this part of the field because I got to be able to plant and there's no snow, but he knows if I go in and swing my foot and kick it as hard as I can, I'm going to slip and fall. So it's a really weird approach to the ball where he kind of oversteps a little bit just to knowing that if I overstep, I can keep my balance a little bit more. And he kicks it from 33 yards out. The fans go crazy. Finally, there's points in the game and they lead the game 3-0. All because Mark Henderson came out and he did that little swerve and he put a spot on the field. John Smith kicks the field goal and the Patriots are up 3-0. At this point, it's not one of those historical NFL games yet, but slowly it's taking on a life of its own because the Dolphins are just insane that this happened. And they got even more insane on the sideline after the play happened because part of it is, oh, you can't do this, but he's not going to make the field goal anyway. Oh, man, dude just made the field goal.
Insurmountable lead at this juncture of the game.
How did you let that happen? How'd you let a guy swerve on the field and clear a place for us to put the football down for him to kick it? But that's what happened. And now the Patriots lead this game 3-0.
Also, the oddity of John Smith kicking with his left foot. because you don't see an awful lot of that running around the National Football League either. So, you know, you got a little bit of a tail to it as well. So he just needed to drive it as straight and hard as he could. There's not a lot of loft on it. It was a line drive that gets through, but it gets everybody excited. You've got some great pictures of him wearing a jaunty little hat and his Gore-Tex coat on his John Deere tractor.
Now, a lot of these things, you know, if you're familiar with the snowplow game. So this is where in the pod, this is the point in the podcast where I go, okay, now here's some stuff you probably didn't know, right? You've seen the highlight, you've seen the play, the snowplow play, you know, Mark Henderson, yes, he was on work release. He would say after the game, I knew I was going to be in trouble. What are they going to do? Put me in jail? I've already been there.
Boom.
But here's where maybe things you don't know about this game. The Dolphins nearly win this game. They're so mad on the sideline. Patriots players said after the game, we could tell how pissed they were because this probably shouldn't have happened.
Well, yeah.
And they start going down the field. They're throwing the football down the field. Not something that they could do the entire game that no team could do. In fact, Steve Grogan's stats for this game, the Patriots quarterback, he was 2 out of 5 for 13 yards. For the game, 2 out of 5 for 13 yards and a pick. That was Steve Grogan's numbers on the day. That's all they threw the football 5 times. They ran the football like 90 times, but they threw the football 5 times. But
Van now, Egan, 22 for 100.
Yeah.
Tatupu, 13 for 81.
Yep.
Collins, 7 for 18.
Oh, yeah. That's all they did. That was their day. 43 rushing attempts on the day, and they threw the ball 5 times. But David Woodley, in comparison, threw for 76 yards in this game. It looked like a 300-yard game. Especially at the end, because that's how they start going down the field. Now, there was enough time left, but the Dolphins were so mad, they're throwing the football. Duriel Harris catches a pass for 17 yards. All right, a couple more plays later, Tony Nathan runs for a first down on 4th and 1. Another pass to Duriel Harris gets the ball down to the 20-yard line. And you're thinking, the Dolphins are going to do what nobody could do today. They're going to throw the football down the field, get in the end zone, and win. But in one-on-one coverage, Woodley throws 2 inside, and the ball is picked off by Don Blackman. The Patriots have it. They nearly kill the clock, but because the Dolphins still had all of their timeouts, they actually get the ball back for 1 final Hail Mary that gets picked off at the goal line. The game is over, and the Dolphins lose the game 3-0, and it becomes the snowplow game. But the Dolphins almost did it. They almost threw the ball down the field, and you can see this pass that David Woodley throws is just a little bit too close. There was no separation from the receiver to the DB, and you get the pick by Don Blackman, and that clinches the game. But boy, for a second, the Dolphins almost had it.
Great play. He goes outside shoulder. You got a shot, right? Instead, throws a 2 inside and a good play in that sweet red jersey.
Mm.
Just well, got to throw that out
there. You can see them a lot more in the snow because of the red jerseys.
There's no question about that.
So after the game, Ron Meyer admits waving the snowplow on. That's okay. What are they going to do? Fire me? Don Shula says that should never have happened. Now, at the time, Shula had the image of, and this would be blown to hell weeks later, Shula had the image of, hey, we're not going to cheat and do anything to the field or anything else that we should be doing. We're not going to do that, right? He went and talked to the referees after the game, and the referees basically said to him, we can't control the removal of snow on the field. We can't control that.
Well, they logged a protest. Yeah. I mean, come on.
What are you going to do? Make them put it back on? Nope, you got to put the snow back on right in that spot that you cleared up, because they agreed we're going to have the snowplow guy go on the field. It's not like the snowplow guy went on the field and he wasn't supposed to. And the referee said, well, this has been what you agreed to, so we can't just say, all right, well, what are we going to do? You know, because Don Shula wanted to look, it was something called there was a rule the NFL had, and that's what he wanted to point to and say the unfair act clause is going to allow them to overturn the game. And the NFL, you know, he met with the NFL after, he said, hey, unfair act clause, this shouldn't happen. We got to overturn this win, at least make it a tie or something else. And the NFL said, unfair act clause, huh? Pete Rozelle, who was the commissioner, had never never reversed a game's result before. And even though he agreed with Don Shula that, hey, this probably shouldn't have happened, he's not going to suddenly make the game a tie or give the game to the Dolphins. So even though the Dolphins went all the way to the commissioner with this, they were going to say, you know what? Sorry, we can't do it. We feel bad for you. You know, which term would turn out to be a big theme for the NFL. Whenever the NFL would screw something up with a call by the officials, they would always be great at apologizing.
Oh,
hey,
yeah,
I'm really sorry this happened. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, but I just want you to know we're really sorry about this.
No, they always have been really good about giving you a good long 3 or 4 paragraph apology, talking about it in unusual circumstances and everything else. But yeah, saying beat it, our unfair competitive advantage. And look, letter versus spirit of the law, right? We agreed in principle that you could bring the snowplow out.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't exactly navigate the, hey, can he swerve off of the line?
So the game was over, but the controversy was just beginning. Wait till we tell you, A, who wound up getting game balls for this game, B, what some Patriots players actually say in defending the use of the snowplow, and C, where that snowplow is right now. That's coming up next right here on Special Teams.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
To talk about the aftermath of the snowplow game, we're actually going to go back to the play and something really big that happened that you're going to scratch your head and go, the Patriots really said that? So right after the game is over, they award game balls to people. And, you know, hey, you had a big game. The Patriots give their game ball to linebacker Steve Nelson and to Mark Henderson, who cleared the spot for John Smith to kick the field goal. So, hey, let's get the guy with the snowplow in here. John Smith is like, don't I get a game ball? I put the only points on the board.
No.
I kicked a field goal. I don't get a game ball? No? No, we're going to give it to the guy that cleared off. Okay, fair enough. So Mark Henderson gets a game ball. The guy that drove the snowplow over, he gets a game ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, perhaps the best video of this whole game, other than the swerve to make the initial run, because you could see the light bulb go on for many of the players on the Patriots that were on the field, is the post game, right? Here's the agony of defeat, whatever else. And then you've got a crowd around Henderson like he just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That's the, where are you going? I'm going to Disney World. Instead, he's just grinning like an idiot because he's got 100 reporters and boom mics and everything they could possibly throw at him.
He is the man of the hour. Without a doubt. So he gets the game ball and the Patriots win this game. And in subsequent years, as this game has become really famous, as we told you, Don Shula tried to have the result of the game overturned. It didn't happen. Some Patriots players actually claimed that the snowplow potentially hurt them, as Matt Cavanaugh, who was the holder, had to frantically scrape snow away from the spot to put the football down. Like, hey, he put the snow here, but there was snow on the spot. Okay. Hang on for 1 second. What Matt Cavanaugh had to do was there was a big spot where they're going to put the football down. And there were like little, what would you call, like entrails of snow?
Sure.
Like time, like when you shovel a walk and sometimes the end of the shovel where it is and where you pick it up, there's a tiny bit of snow, like a little line.
That stays behind.
Yeah, sure. That stays behind. So all Matt Cavanaugh had to do was brush it away with his hand. I mean, that's what he did. I'm brushing snow. It was like he frantically had to do this and it really hurt us. Really, the snowplow hurt you? So all he had to do was brush the snow away and find a spot because there was a tiny bit of snow where he was going to put the football down. So he had to brush some of that snow away, but then he had a clear spot to put the football down. The spillover, I guess you would say. It wasn't dense. It was just I'm brushing it away with my hand. He put the ball down and John Smith kicked the field goal.
That's it. I mean, but it's good excuse making. I'm saying, yeah. Look, it actually increased the degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good. Putting your head together and everybody going, all right, what's my line? That's your line. Okay, good. It actually made it harder. We didn't get a competitive advantage. Shula can blankety, blankety, blank. How about that?
Wow. Look at you already, Matt. You're mad, you know, 40 years later. Wow.
Well, I'm just, you know, trying to put myself in the mind of Kavanaugh and the victorious New England Patriots.
Now, John Hanna, a Patriots guard, one of the greatest legend. Offensive linemen that we've seen, in his book, he alleges that Shula was also offered the use of the snowplow, but he declined. Now, you go down a rabbit hole, you know, seeing this and what people say about it on the internet, and you go, oh, but he was told it had engine problems and they couldn't get it back out on the field. I mean, there's a whole bunch of crazy stuff here. Hey, I'd like that snowplow for Von Schaman. Oh, no, we got engine problems, man. Can't get it on the field. So that story about the snowplow and what Shula would or wouldn't have used, this is what John Hanna talked about in his book. And I read a lot about Hanna talking about this game was really entertaining. I don't know for a fact that would that really have done it? Would you really have been able to get the snowplow back on? I guess you would have to, right, if the coach really wanted to?
That's right.
Hey, you did it here. You got to put it on here for us. I'd assume you would anyway.
No, you would have to. There's absolutely. It's got to go both ways. I mean, if that was the agreement before the game, otherwise it's going to be like a Green Bay Packers situation. I need 10 volunteers, $10 an hour. I'll bring you hot chocolate and warm marshmallows and let's go.
So after this was the Dolphins' final loss until the Super Bowl. The Patriots would qualify as the seventh seed. Remember, this is the strike year, so this is where teams were seeded 1 through 8 in each conference, and they actually get the Dolphins in the playoffs. The Dolphins get a measure of revenge by beating the Patriots in the playoffs 28-13. This game not played in the snow where they had the snowplow guy, so they actually got revenge.
Mr. Plow.
That Mr. Plow is a loser, and I think he is a boozer.
Whoa.
No, that was the line. That was in the Simpsons.
I know. Oh, and you add the when she sings in Spanish.
So you better call on the Plow King.
That's right. The Plow King and Mr. Plow. I mean, come on. It's all good.
There was a year in fantasy where in the 90s where the guy running the league was a big Simpsons fan and he named his team Mr. Plow. So we were like, yeah, we'll do that. And we named our team Plow King. And of course, nice. We played each other in the playoffs.
Oh, you had.
He was Mr. Plow. We were Plow King.
Yeah. I mean, that wrote itself.
Yeah. We lost, though. So Mr. Plow was greater than the Plow King. So it happened that way. So the Patriots, as I said, they get in the playoffs, but they lose to the Dolphins. The Dolphins go on to lose to the Redskins in the Super Bowl. This is the famous John Riggins and the 4th-and-1 run as the Redskins win the Super Bowl. David Woodley in the Super Bowl. All right. Now, you saw the stats here. This looks like, you know, a 500-yard game compared to the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, he was 4 out of 14 throwing the football. A quarterback in the Super Bowl played almost the entire game. Don Strock came in and threw a couple of passes, which is kind of what would happen for the Dolphins in this season. Woodley would play, but sometimes Don Strock would relieve him. You had a quarterback play the entire game in the Super Bowl and complete 4 passes. One pass was early in the game, a 75-yard touchdown to Jimmy Cephalo. The only other play they had was a kickoff return for a touchdown. That was it. That was the Dolphins' offense in the Super Bowl. The Redskins dominate the second half of the game, and they wind up winning 27-17. The next year, the Dolphins knew we need more offense, and somehow Dan Marino falls to them all the way through in the draft, and the Dolphins
blame
become
the Jets.
Yeah, the Dolphins become a, hey, we're going to go from being a great defense running the football to now it's going to throw the football up and down the field.
I mean, look, all over the place.
This is all part of Don Shula being the great head coach. He was to give him a lot of credit for, hey, he won games a very certain way, and then in 1 year said, okay, now we're going to do it a different way, and did it for the next 15-17 years. But this was, look, David Woodley, you're talking about some games he had in which the Dolphins just couldn't get any offense going, so they make that move to Dan Marino, and it becomes something different. Still, Marino couldn't win the Super Bowl, but they knew they had to go from, boy, we're having problem putting points on the board, we can't continue to rely on our defense and our running game, we got to get a quarterback out there, and here they are with the next to last pick in the first round, and somehow they get a quarterback who goes down as one of the top five quarterbacks of all time. In fact, that draft, the last two picks of the first round the following year, you had the Dolphins and the Redskins picking next to last and last. Those two picks were Dan Marino and Darryl Green. Two Hall of Fame players
go
at the end of the first round the following year.
How about that? It's crazy the way it all works. I mean, when you started it by talking about just how crazy a season it was, right? With the strike, as it were, you had the big battle between the Raiders and the league, the trial and antitrust law that in terms of moving the team from Oakland to L.A. So you had that fight that started things. The new time slots that we've enjoyed all these years came together, the 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern time, except at that point, if you were in Baltimore, you couldn't start earlier than 2 o'clock because of a Baltimore ordinance. How about that? That's insanity. But it is, and it was a nice, easy excuse for Ursay to, when they left. So blame that. Blame the crazy laws. But yeah, I mean, we always think about labor strife, and it always seems to get resolved these days, right? But we always seem to find the 11th hour situation and solution. Not so back in 1982.
So for Mark Henderson, he enjoyed a lot of fame after this. He went on to continue to do work release at Schaefer Stadium, which is now Foxborough Stadium. He said, we do painting, we'd clean up the bathroom after games, all of these things. And, he talked a lot about this, did interviews talking about the snowplow.
Get him to sign some trading cards, make some custom ones with him sitting on that John Deere.
However, and that's the thing, the NFL banned snowplows in the off season, realizing, all right, we've kind of opened the door to something we probably shouldn't have. So they banned snowplows in the off season. Say, all right, we can't have this happen again. We banned snowplows. And that was basically the end of this story, except we like to do a where are they now, right? All the time in here, we like to do where are they now, talk about where players are. Well, I want to kick things. Normally you do where are they now. I want to kick things off. Where are they now? Where is the snowplow? The snowplow from this game, the John Deere snowplow, hangs in the Patriots Hall of Fame from a ceiling. You can go to the Patriots Hall of Fame and see. There it is. They used to have it out where, but they didn't want people sitting on it. So now they hang it from the ceiling. There's a snowplow that cleared the field for John Smith's field goal. It is in the Patriots Hall of Fame.
I tell you what, that little area around Gillette Stadium is fantastic. Little shopping center, a couple of places to get a nice bite to eat. Next time I'll have to go look for Model 314, the John Deere tractor.
All right, so what about some of the other players from this game, Mike Harmon? Where are they now?
Well, Steve Nelson, who got one of those game balls, along with your man, Mr. Henderson, business development executive for Lighthouse Computer Services Technology Group in Lincoln, Rhode Island. You've got Morris Bradshaw, director of alumni relations for your Las Vegas Raiders. Tony Collins had a good career, including some time in the Arena League, went through some personal struggles, some drug abuse, actually had a year suspension from the league, ultimately had a suicide attempt, some really rough stuff. I read an excerpt from his book that's since come out on his comeback. And he also runs a foundation in the Finger Lakes in New York called It's for the Kids. And he does a lot with collegiate scouting, talking about the pitfalls and different things you can take advantage of. So some good psychology and some real life experience being brought in there as well. So good to see he's doing some good as well. Jimmy Cephalo, a broadcasting career with NBC for a long while, still the play-by-play and the voice of Dolphins Radio. He and his wife do a bunch with food, wine, and travel. But the Cephalo family wine has been going for like 150 years. About.
Wow.
So they do a ton of that. Look, and that's a growing thing, right? Our guy, colleague at Fox, that did Sunday shows with him a while, Will Blackman, Super Bowl champion, got into wine. Charles Woodson, into wine. Drew Bledsoe, into wine. It's become a big thing among NFL players in their post-career, and I think that's a growth industry, especially, you know, as people look for, you know, brand recognition is a huge thing, as we know. And then we got Bob Baumhauer. He's the owner and CEO of Aloha Hospitality in Alabama. Fine dining and the Victory Grill. You got to love that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Aloha Hospitality in Oahu, Hawaii. No.
Nope, it's in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile, Alabama. All right, then. We're bringing a little bit of the Hawaiian Islands to you here in Alabama.
Yeah, why not?
So there it was, the snowplow game, to be followed next week by a game that maybe had a little bit of mud in it, followed by a game or two that maybe had some snowballs in it. Yeah, we're running through the 1980s with some of the biggest bad weather games in NFL history, and hope you enjoyed the snowplow game and learned some things here doing it. It was fun for us to go back and watch some of these highlights again, these games. I remember watching the game at home. He's going, oh, yeah. I can't believe you're playing this game in the snow. If you have an idea for future special teams, hit us up on Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike is at Swollen Dome. Our radio show is heard every night on Fox Sports Radio, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 7 to 11 on the West Coast. We'll talk to you next week. Get ready to get dirty on special teams. Before you go, rate and review the show, whether you're listening on iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio apps, Apple, whatever it is. Give us a rate, tell us you like it. We will love you forever and ever and ever. Special Teams is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.